What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, ma'am. The local weather people and TV people like Shumway and Ray and Mary Hours and Ron Smiley, they kicked ass, ma'am. Really did. It's a public service, ma'am. It's really important. I have half my damn family works in healthcare, half of them. Nurses, doctors, you name it. Consultants, selling medical devices, you name it. And it's an avocation. And my sister, who was a nurse for 40 years and now is in administration, both of her daughters are nurses and they're out saving lives. I had to bring one of their best people, UPMC, on to discuss that commitment and what happens with a massive storm like this, if you have elective surgery, what happens if you have a chemotherapy? What do you do? Where do you park? All that stuff. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Marty. How are you?
It's is Tammy Minier. She's the knows exactly what's going on inside these hospitals. She's the senior vice president, UPMC. Tammy, very, very difficult for nurses and doctors to get to work, but they do it, right? They do it.
Oh, they sure do. Every day. Several of them this morning actually walked to work, Marty, from Lawrenceville, from Shadyside, from all locations. They knew they couldn't drive, so they walked.
You had a bunch of them, because I know some of them. You put them up. They actually had to sleep over, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had hundreds of employees stay in the hospital, some since Saturday.
Whoa.
As dedicated and loyal and as hardworking as you could imagine.
So help me out with logistics, because this is important. If I have an appointment at Presby, elective stuff, what do I do?
Well, hopefully you already know your plan, because last week, towards the end of the week, when our great weathermen and women projected this storm, we started to reach out proactively to people with appointments and with surgery, and pretty much said, hey, what do you want to do? What do you think is going to work for you, for your family, your support? So many folks already were rescheduled.
I see.
And for those that with appointments that could go virtual, right, we could do it in a telemedicine format.
Yeah.
We did that. There are some, obviously, you can't. And so we rescheduled them. And that continued through this morning. There were folks that thought they could make it. And unfortunately, when they looked outside, they're like, I'm just not doing it. So safety matters. They need to be safe. We will reschedule them. Most everybody's been already rescheduled. And if they haven't already, we will get that done in the next day or so, max.
Hey, Tammy, what do I do if I have chemo scheduled at Hillman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So many of the, you know, we've got over 70 sites where we do radiation oncology and medical oncology. You have been contacted also at this point in time. Some of the sites were closed. They were just not safe for anybody to get to, given the weather in our region.
Yep.
You know, it goes across all regions. But many are open and providing care today. But we, all of those treatments will be made up this week. They're timely. They're important, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't miss them. You gotta get the care you need to keep going on your protocols.
Tammy Minier, Senior Vice President, UPMC Hospital Operations, who does an amazing job, who knows this stuff. All right. Here's my thing about seniors. Mm-hmm. They're stubborn. And, you know, because I am, for God's sakes. But here's what scares me. And you know this. They slip and fall. And they can break a hip. trying to get into the front damn door. What's your advice in terms of decision making if you have something and you have all this damn snow, because you do in Oakland still?
Yeah. Stay inside is the first thing.
Okay.
You know, the worst thing that can happen to any of our senior citizens is a broken bone. The recovery's harder. It's foolish. If you need help, you know, one of the things I was excited to read about with our new mayor this morning is he reenacted the Snow Angel program.
Oh, yeah.
So call somebody, call anybody, even reach out, but please don't go out in this. It is really hard to walk in most locations, and we want you to be safe. But if you need help, reach out to anybody that you know in your neighborhood. You know, one of the great things that you and I love about Pittsburgh, Marty, is people help.
Oh, yeah.
You ask for help, people show up, especially in times like this. We are fortunate as a city to have people that really do care about their neighbors. But please don't go out at this point in time unless you absolutely have to. And if you're not feeling well, call 911.
Nice.
Our amazing EMS providers, they have figured out how to get there. They've been working with the city close. I know the roads have been challenging.
Horrible.
Given some of the equipment issues that the teams are working with. I want to do a shout out to the maintenance teams at UPMC. They've been plowing the city roads.
They have.
Around the hospitals.
I saw them.
Just to help.
They have
to. You know, we're a team. We're a team. We got to work together.
Well, I got to jump in on this because this is so damn important. And I'm so glad she said this because I have so much family that works up there and I have so many friends that go to school up there. Man, Tammy, when it snows a lot, it's a crap show up there, man. Ambulance is stuck. I mean, we got to figure out a way. And by the way, the mayor acted this morning, so I love this guy, declared an emergency. He's hiring private contractors. Because honestly, Tammy, you could have all the damn doctors and nurses standing by, but if an ambulance can't get in there and nurses and doctors are stuck, we're screwed. I mean, it's a big problem. Big.
Yeah. Big. I too am proud of our mayor's actions. He's been actively involved. You know, I got to go a shout out. I know we're focused on Western Pennsylvania here, but, you know, one of our hospitals in Central PA, they had a baby delivered in the back of a semi.
What?
It was a cab.
What?
Right. Yeah. And local communities came together yesterday and plowed the roads.
No.
To not only get the mom and baby to the hospital, one of our hospitals, but to then the baby needed extra help and to get the baby to Harrisburg. They actually escorted this mom and baby. You know, our community providers are amazing. Our hospital workers.
Wow. Tammy, where was that? What was that?
That was actually out at UPMC Carlisle.
Wow.
And they took the baby over to UPMC Harrisburg. Baby and is there.
So hold on. The semi's stuck in the snow.
Yeah.
And she has the baby in the semi.
Yeah.
And they dug her out.
Yep. The
Holy
EMS
cow.
People came and got her. They also made sure the roads were plowed to get her to the hospital, her and the baby. And then the baby needed extra care and got the baby over to our NICU at Harrisburg.
That's amazing.
Amazing stories. Just incredible.
Well, it's an avocation. Thing. You don't chase the buck to be a nurse. You just don't. You chase it to save lives. And I see it in my own family. My sister would die to go to work. And she loved saving lives, as you understand completely. Hey, before you go.
She was terrific.
She's amazing. Before you go,
I haven't spoken to you since she passed. I'm so sorry, and please accept my sympathies for that.
Before you go, though, I got to address something.
Yeah.
UPMC has done backflips to do two things. Pay for rooms for folks that you can, and provide food for folks that you can. Please reiterate that, please. Staff.
Yeah, so, you know, when you have staff that are willing to stay, and believe me, almost everyone was just a willing participant. We obviously are feeding them. That's critical. Patients come first, right? But we're feeding the staff.
Of course.
And, you know, one of the things that we didn't talk about, Marty, that I'm really proud of is, you know, when staff end up staying, many of us, myself included, are on some chronic medications.
Whoa. Right?
And so our pharmacy teams pivoted on a dime to make sure staff that needed a, like their Lipitor.
Sure, right?
Could get their medicine from our pharmacy. They did that in about an hour last night. And I couldn't have been more proud of how every part of the system comes together.
No, I love it.
To help meet those needs. And so that was one that maybe you hadn't heard about.
No,
that
I hadn't.
I thought was pretty impressive.
I'm so grateful for the information. That story out of Harrisburg made my skin tingle. It's absolutely beautiful what people do to save lives. It's unbelievable.
It is. It is.
Tammy, thank you. You're the best.
Thank you, Marty. You are too.
I love this
stuff. Stay warm and be safe.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. All I want people to do is be careful if you can. My son V-Man's home. Listen. Had him out shoveling yesterday. The thing is, all the kids are off. My son and my wife and I are all at home. I know it's a horrible, horrible storm. I know it. But can I be honest? Because I will be. I understand the misery it puts some people through. I also understand the danger, the dynamic. That's why we're out here trying to help folks. I get that. But can I be honest with the fact that I enjoy it? And I'll tell you why. It puts us all in the same place. No, really. So you get up and there's 12 inches of snow and it's friggin' daunting to clean. But you're out there doing it and I kind of like it. You're kind of moving snow and you know what I'm saying? It takes several hours and you get kind of sweaty. You feel the workout. And then I got my son involved and Christine got out there and she was running the snowblower. And my daughter, Chloe, who's a little Tinkerbell, she's friggin', and I posted it, Chloe was skiing with her roommates at Pitt, right there at Soldiers and Sailors, that hill, skiing, finding joy in this. Had a bunch of people skiing down our street, pulled behind pickup trucks. There is greatness in that. And I mean, I had the chance to sit with my wife, just beside her on the couch, and hang and talk. And I'm the family cook. And because I've been sick, I've had laryngitis. It's getting better, as you can probably tell. I am not able to work out when I'm sick, although I did this morning. Don't tell anyone. I had to. I was ready to snap. What I do, and I'm wondering if you do this, Casey. Casey, when it's crappy like this, and I'm stuck at home, my man, all I do is eat crap. And I mean pizza, cookies, ice cream. Casey, put your headsets on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I don't got a headset, but here's the thing. Well, I kind of eat crap all the time, but, I actually ate better because, you know, the snow, you know, it brings on a like a nice vibe of a mood of you want hearty food.
True.
So I made some nice chili.
Oh.
It was really good. Tons of good stuff in there.
Nice.
And it was hearty.
Did you get out in it, ma'am?
Out in the snow?
Yeah.
I bet because I had to. Here's the thing. All the shovels were gone. I live in an apartment, so I had no need for a shovel.
Oh.
And now, but then this week, you know, all this snow comes down, and I should have taken a photo of my car.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
personally, I took my girlfriend's car today. We focus on hers because she's the only one with four-wheel drive, so that's the community car right now.
Didn't you come in here yesterday? Did you come in here yesterday?
I drove here today.
Yeah, what was it like? Was it crazy yesterday?
It was much better than yesterday, because I was here yesterday as well. And when I came here yesterday, and I was driving at about 1 in the afternoon, and I live out in Moon.
Whoa.
I was driving on snow.
Whoa.
There was no road at all, no visibility on the road at all.
No road.
Not one. I could not see a glimpse of the road at all.
No.
But today, I was driving on the road, which is nice.
So hold on. This is why I love guys like you. How old are you?
22.
All right. Here's what happens, and I mean this. This is actually an indicator of your character. Do you know how many people called off and said, I can't make it in? I'm afraid. And you came in. Why? No, why? Tell me why. For real. Tell me why.
Tell you why.
You felt an obligation.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know what? What actually felt really good was both yesterday and today, we brought in that conference from Allegheny County Works. And that just felt good to know you're bringing the people in and bringing them information in times like this where they need it. I mean, we even had calls yesterday after we aired the conference saying, you know, that was great. You know, thank you so much. I had multiple people call in and say, thank you for doing that.
My man, did you almost slide off the road yesterday?
If the one portion that was the issue yesterday for sure was getting on and off exits
Those
had not really been plowed. I actually got lucky because I take 376 getting here, and I was right behind the plow truck as I was getting off the Green Tree exit. If I was not right behind that plow truck, if I had gotten there 5 minutes earlier, I don't know if I get up there because it wasn't plowed yet.
Wow, what kind of car are you driving?
Honda CRV.
Oh wow, they go in the snow.
Exactly. My car, which is why my girlfriend's car is in the community car now.
Yeah.
My car is an 07 Nissan Altima.
Oh.
That's not going anywhere.
No, that's a dog. My man, we have 3 Subarus. Those bad boys will go up the side of the house. They're amazing. Subaru. They'll go anywhere in the snow.
My brother's got one as well, and he travels all the time, he's perfectly
insane.
Fine. I wish I had his car.
The coolest car ever, and they're cheap. I have all of them for my daughters. My man, I want to give you love. A lot of young people are like, nah, boss, I can't. Nah, I'm tired. I'm sick. I don't have a shovel. My gloves fell off. I have tennis shoes on. I don't have boots. I have no tires in my car. The sun's in my eyes. The window's broken. My gas isn't on. You didn't, and you showed up, and you kicked ass. Thanks, my man. Says a lot about your character.
Hey, you're here, too. Give yourself props.
Yeah, but I'm nuts, as you can probably tell because you listen to the show and produce it once in a while. I love the character you displayed. It's very unique, and it'll make you successful throughout your whole life. Believe me. Trust me. All right?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My man, Casey. As you know, Mad Max is one of my boys. We've been good friends for years now. Why? He gives a damn. Every day, all day. When he's on vacation, he gives a damn. We could have been raised in the same damn house. He loves family. He loves making a difference. He likes stirring it up. And he also gives a crap. And he proved that he sent me a video, and then I'm going to get to downtown. But Max, you got in that damn snowblower. You did the whole damn neighborhood, didn't you?
I did. I did both sides of my street, the whole block, for all my neighbors. Did I lose you?
You love using that snowblower, don't you?
Well, to be honest, I just got it 2 years ago, so I've been dying for a chance to finally dust this thing off and use it.
Man, that bad boy moves some snow.
Yeah, I went gangbusters.
I have that little battery operator. It doesn't move snow like yours. It moves a lot of snow, though, that one you had, right?
Yeah, it's a 2-stage snowblower, so it made short work. We probably got about 12 to 14 inches where I was.
Wow. And how many houses did you do?
I don't know, 14.
God bless you.
Up and down the whole both sides of the street.
That's amazing. Why?
it was just a shiny new toy. I don't know. I like, you know, I do stuff for my neighbors. And then my neighbor came over this morning. I saw him on the camera. He kind of got what was left behind. He came over, he did my stairs and he did my sidewalk. So I sent him a text. Hey, I appreciate you taking care of the light work today. He sent me a text yesterday. Thanks for doing my sidewalk.
Oh, I love you, man. So, I love how much you care. Hey, help me, Max, with that conundrum with the plows just doing their job. And they build up that 4-foot wall on the end of folks' driveways. There's nothing you can do except break through it, right? I mean, nothing.
Well, yeah. So I basically, on my whole side of the street, I put the snowblower out and I chewed that whole wall up and put it on the sidewalk so my neighbors could park.
I saw cars. There's no way they were getting out today, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the people across the street from me, down the street, they had to dig themselves out.
And by the way, I am not picking on the plow drivers. They're doing their damn job and they can't stop in every driveway, Max. They just can't.
No, they're doing what they're supposed to do and
right on.
Clear the roadways. And then, you know, everybody else has got to get out there. And like you said, you know, you got some little old lady lives in the house. Shouldn't be going out there and busting up that hard snow. So if you got an elderly neighbor, go out and, you know, give them a hand.
With all due respect to Pittsburgh, and the mayor is trying, but downtown sucks, Max. Sucks. What did you see?
Yeah, it was sketch. I've got Bridgestone Blizzaks on my Camry, so I chewed through it pretty good. But yeah, if you got all season tires, you're not going anywhere downtown
no
on
way.
The side street.
No
you
way.
Forget it. I saw a valet right around the corner from the William Penn trying to dig a car out that he got stuck. And I just saw other people, you know, shoveling and stuff. But yeah, I was bottoming out everywhere because the snow was that deep.
Hey, Max, the friggin' public works trucks, I posted a video, they're stuck. Seriously. Come on.
So what are they down? They're down like what, 30, 35, 40 trucks?
Yeah, 40, 30, 38.
Yeah, can't really put that on Corey. I mean, he just got in, but, you know, hopefully he can allocate some money to get the fleet updated or at least repaired and in running order, you know? So a lot of people want to ding him. He's a mayor he just got on. You can't.
My man's showing great leadership, something we haven't seen.
Yeah, I've not seen so many plows out there. I mean, it's a lot to get through, you know, all this snow. We got, you know, 10, 14 inches in the city, so it's a lot.
Hey, Max. Max sent me a compelling video. Describe where it was and describe what it shows, please.
So you and I have talked about this location many times.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Chestnut Street off-ramp over by the Sarah Hines Center, by the Hines Lofts. And my son and I were coming back from a bagel shop on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got off at the Chestnut Street exit. And I just out of curiosity, it was really cold out. I go, you know, I wonder how many people are still over there with this storm that's coming in.
Intense.
And there was probably a good 10, 12 people just hanging out.
It's crazy.
And then today, you know, on the way into work, I pulled over into Sarah Hines lot. And I popped my drone up, and you could see footprints and all the snow going to all the tents.
Yep.
So there's people still staying there.
My man, Max, 3 below tomorrow, 25-degree wind chill, someone could die.
Absolutely. And I mentioned to you in a text, you know, when you had the doctor on about hypothermia, there's an interesting thing called paradoxical undressing.
Wow.
And 20 to 50% of people that die from hypothermia, they strip their clothes off.
What?
As they're freezing to death because they feel like they're really hot.
Oh.
So it's like almost like you're hallucinating. And so it's bad.
Well,
but I would not want to be homeless in this weather. Absolutely
well,
not.
My friend William, whose son is a fentanyl addict, and you've seen him in the zombie video, his hand right now is turning black. From hypothermia, right now.
Well, frostbite.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
He could lose his hand.
So, you know, and, you know, you and I, we've talked about this a dozen times, if not hundreds, that, you know, you go and you tell these people, okay, you know, you can't be on the street. You got to go to a shelter or something. They don't want to go.
No, it's true. They have an aversion to it. They'd rather die.
Yeah. And some of it is, you know, shelters have rules and yep. they don't want to abide by the yep. rules. So you know, it's unfortunate, Marty, but you know, these people are, they're in a bad way out there.
They are, brother. Mad Max, my brother, thanks for caring about your neighbors and downtown. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Right. Yep. Bye.
Love my man. I'm biased. Yeah, I know. Fine. But the coolest thing I saw all day yesterday was my daughter, Chloe, who always has fun and always does it at 1,000%. And she did something really cool yesterday, and I love it. She went skiing. Huh? Hi, honey.
Hi, Dad.
I love that. That was so
cool. That was so funny.
Now, mm-hmm. describe for us where that was, where you got the skis, and how it happened. I loved you in the long coat. It was hilarious.
I know. I didn't have snow. I didn't have any snow gear. So I was wearing a sweat set, and then I put on my long parka in hopes that I wouldn't be freezing and get insanely wet. And then me and my roommate actually used trash bags as socks so
no.
my feet wouldn't get wet, which works really well.
No.
And yeah, we did. We had trash bags, and then we put like socks on top, and that actually really worked.
Honey, where'd you get the skis? Where'd you get those skis?
My roommate actually has, she has her skis in like the back of our dorm in her closet, and then she had the ski boots in this bag, and her skis are like way too big for me. Her feet are like 2.5 sizes bigger, but I got them on and it worked.
You had no poles. You had no poles.
Soldiers and sailors. Yeah, no poles. The shoes were way too big, but it was funny.
Where was that, honey?
The soldiers and sailors lawn, like above the parking lot.
Oh my God, is that where everyone lays out in the summer?
Yeah, exactly. And
oh,
it was
my
so
gosh.
Funny. It was like, in the winter, we're skiing down it. In the summer, everyone's laying out tanning.
Hey, how did you stop? I didn't see that.
I just kind of, I mean, the incline, like, it kind of started going down, so you kind of just stopped in general. But I also just kind of turned to the side, because I didn't want to go onto the street.
Oh, my gosh. Forbes Avenue.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
Hey.
Yeah, and there were some people with snowboards. Everyone was making sleds out of random things, like lids of containers, because no one has actual sleds
in
their dorm. So it was funny.
People were dying seeing you ski past them, too. It was hilarious.
So funny. Yeah, I don't know what I would have thought if I was driving past and saw that. I would have been so confused.
Them damn pit kids partying and drunk.
Yeah.
I love that you had fun. I love that you found joy in it. I love that you didn't just sit in your dorm and complain. Huh?
Mine as well, yeah, because it's definitely hard to, especially with everything being canceled.
Different level. Like, how do you get food? Are the cafeterias and everything open even though the school's closed?
Yeah, so the cafeteria is open. It's just like the hours are different. It's not as long. And then besides that, like, all of the food places are closed. Like, the places we can get, like, the restaurants that are owned by Pitt that we can get food at, they're all closed. And, like, the whole university is closed. And, like, all activities are canceled.
I see.
Like, our rush bid day was canceled.
Yeah. You want to tell everyone which sorority you picked? You want to tell everyone?
No.
Not your sisters? Tri-Del? Your sisters? No?
No, you can't say.
I can't?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hey, did you make a second run yesterday? Second ski run?
Not yet. Maybe we will after our classes. We've had Zoom calls all day.
Oh, so they do have class?
All on Zoom.
Is that effective at all?
Honestly, no. It's really hard also, like, if you have a roommate, because you have to, like, it's hard because if they're both at once.
Oh.
And we don't really have, like, a good area to work. Like, we have our little desks, but
yeah.
It's not the best.
And I'm not picking on Pitt, because we love it there. How old is your dorm?
Over 100 years old.
So I haven't asked you this yet. Is it drafty because of that? Drafty, the windows?
Yeah, I mean, definitely mine, because my bed's, like, literally right next to the window. But, yeah, it gets pretty cold. We have a heater, but it makes a bunch of noises, so we don't turn it up really high.
I do love the fact that you went skiing, honey. And I'm glad you had fun with it.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Love you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. It was super fun, but I love you.
Try it out, honey. Try SIG, whatever the hell. Maybe. Try something.
We'll see tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
All right, very cool. Thanks, honey.
Yep, bye.
Love it. I love that they found a way to enjoy it and found happiness in it. My man Steve Mazza, who I love like a brother, my wife and I used an old Iron City banner and slid down the hill. Hell yeah, Mazza. Look, as this Monday goes into Tuesday, I'm warning you, 3 below tomorrow, straight up, 25-degree wind chill, legit. Crack your faucets, insulate your pipes, open your cabinets, do it. Guy across the street forgot. Several thousand in damages. Has to have an entirely new basement floor put in. Do it. And check on elderly folks, please.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.